this. If you start a company, it's going to be extremely hard. Why is it so stressful? So a couple reasons. One is you've got a lot of responsibility. People in any kind of career have fear of failure. It's kind of just like a dominant part of the psychology. But when you're an entrepreneur, you have fear of failure on behalf of yourself and all of the people who decided to follow you. So that's really stressful. In some cases, these people are depending on you for their livelihood. Even when that's not true, they have decided to devote the best of your years of their life to following you. And so you're responsible for the opportunity cost of their time. So that's a big deal. And you're always on call if something comes up. Maybe not always at 3 in the morning, but for some startups, that's true. But if something important comes up, you're going to deal with it. That's kind of the end of the story. Doesn't matter if you're on vacation. Doesn't matter if it's the weekend. You've kind of always got to be on the ball and always be in a place mentally where you're prepared to deal with those things. A sort of special example of that is this kind of stress is fundraising. So seen from The Social Network, this is us partying and working at the same time. Somebody's spraying champagne everywhere. The Social Network spends a lot of time kind of painting these scenes. Mark's not in the scene. The other thing they spend all their time on is kind of like painting him out to be a huge jerk. This computer?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so this is an actual scene from... I'm going to move this just a little. Oh, no.
This will work.
This will work? Okay. On the PDF as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So this is an actual scene from Palo Alto. Spent a lot of time at this desk, just kind of heads down in focus. Mark was still kind of a jerk sometimes, but in this more like fun, lovable way and not a like sociopathic scorn lover way. So this is him like signaling his intention to, you know, just be focused and keep working, not be social. So then there's also the scene sort of demonstrating the like brilliant insight moment. It's kind of like straight out of A Beautiful Mind. Literally stole that scene. So they like to paint it as you just kind of like jump from one of these moments to the other moment with like parting in between. But really, we're just at that table the whole time. So interestingly, if you compare this to the other photo, Mark is in the exact same position, but he's wearing different clothes. This is definitely a different day. So cool. So that's what it's actually like in person. And I just covered this bullet up here. This is the Economist article I was talking about a second ago.